From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Lynn University is getting ready for her close-up. The third and final debate between President Barack Obama and GOP challenger Mitt Romney is just a couple of hours away. The Boca Raton school that very few had even heard of is also on the national stage. Our multimedia reporter, Deborah Acosta, is at Lynn right now. And Deb, I know you've been tweeting and posting photos on our WLRN.org website. It sounds like this is almost like a mini political convention going on.
Kelly, I've been in the media center all day where senators and congresspeople have been filing in and out for interviews. Senator John McCain was just here. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton was running around with one of her aides. There's excitement in the air. People seem jovial. The weather's absolutely perfect, and I think that's got something to do with it, Kelly.
Now, are these people whose names we know, like John McCain and like Lindsey Graham, are they doing some campaigning on behalf of their respective candidates, or are they trying to sell themselves?
That's a good question, Kelly. Unfortunately, I have not been able to hear anything that they've said. There have been mobs of people surrounding them, mobs of journalists, and it's really hard to get within earshot of what they have to say.
I know one of the things that Lynn was so proud of is that it was going to offer up its students as translators for foreign journalists. Are you seeing any of that going on?
I haven't seen any students in here. All I see are national journalists. I just saw Jim Acosta from CNN. No students as far as I can tell.
Deborah Acosta reporting for us at the site of tonight's debate, Lynn University. And not far from there, at another location in Boca Raton, is a big concert and watch party going on tonight. Christine DiMattei is at Meisner Park, where that's taking place. And Chris, what's that like?
Well, while President Obama and Mitt Romney go over their notes in their respective dressing rooms, perhaps the two headliners are not aware that they have a warm-up band appearing right before them. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, the sound check being done right here at Meisner Park Amphitheater. But Palm Beach County and the city of Boca Raton have teamed up to host this huge concert and watch party right here tonight. It's a free event, and those who do brave the traffic and brave the crowds and come here and see it can see world-famous DJ Ski and a performance by American alternative band Neon Trees. Now, the concert is also going to be streamed in real time on Xbox Live, and that means that Xbox Live subscribers, and they are 40 million strong throughout the world, will be able to interact in real time throughout the concert and the presidential debate. So, along with all the Facebookers and tweeters weighing in about the debate from Lynn University, joining them will be legions of Xboxers offering their views on what they are seeing tonight.
Brave new world. Christine DiMattei at Meisner Park in Boca Raton. And in a little less than half an hour, we are going to be rebroadcasting the Florida Roundup show that was done Friday before a live audience in advance of tonight's debate. Host Phil Latzman was joined by a slew of journalists, politicians, professors, audience members asking their own questions. So if you didn't get to hear it or you would just like to listen again, it's a two-hour special beginning at 7 o'clock leading up to tonight's 9 p.m. debate, which we will also bring to you live. One of our political reporters, Ashley Lopez, will be blogging live about the debate as it's taking place, so feel free to put your computer on your lap and join in the conversation and tell us who you think is doing the better job tonight. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, it's a busy night.